Kobasek McGee of Information Security Media Group, and I'm here at HIMSS 26 talking to Greg Garcia, who is Executive Director of the Cybersecurity Work Group of the Health Sector Coordinating Council, which today just announced a first for its group, and that is a national tabletop exercise. Greg, tell us a little bit about why you're doing this, how it's going to work, and what do you hope to get out of this?
Well, just in the past couple of presentations at this morning's Cyber Forum, we learned about how disruptive, how crippling, how expensive ransomware attacks are and other forms of cyber attack. And we just know that we've got to develop more muscle memory, not just within an enterprise, but across enterprises in a community setting and with the government. So we thought that it would be best if we partnered up with the Health ISAC, the Information Sharing and Analysis Center, they're the real firefighters, to work with the Cybersecurity Working Group of the Sector Council to do this joint national exercise. And we're inviting all healthcare stakeholders, the providers, the payers, the health IT organizations, the medical technology and pharmaceutical companies. And we'll invite the government as well. And we expect that we'll be testing, again, not just internal capabilities and response mechanisms, but how we coordinate across boundaries in terms of communications and response and resilience, operational continuity.
So will it be sort of attack that they're dealing with, or what can you tell us of what they will be dealing with, and will it touch all the tentacles of, you know, people within their organizations that would have to be involved?
Exactly. We want to bring in different disciplines, as a previous presentation noted about their incident response. They had to bring in the compliance person, the general counsel, the operations people, the CEO. So we need to have different disciplines working together on this. And you asked about scenario planning. So yes, so we're in that process now, working with the Health ISAC, with Booz Allen, and with others to say what kind of scenario is realistic and cross-cutting. And then as cyber exercises go, you have injects. Okay, this happened now, 3 hours from now, this happened. Tomorrow, this happened. And so information starts to build and accumulate, causing more questions about how you respond. And we're going to be doing this virtually. It's going to be across a virtual platform all around the country, and it could be quite large.
And when you say quite large, how many organizations, how many people, and do they have to be a member of either the Health ISAC or HSCC in order to participate?
They do not. We are looking for organizations across the spectrum, and I don't know what the number will be. We haven't decided whether there is a cap. The registration link is now available online, and Health ISAC is managing that. I did a LinkedIn post about it earlier today, but again, all of the critical healthcare subsectors that are part of this interdependent ecosystem are invited to participate. And it's really the regulated entities of healthcare. Not so much are we going to have consultants and technology vendors and such, but it's those who are responsible for restoring data and systems and getting back on your feet operationally.
And when is it taking place, and if someone is interested, what do they do to participate?
It will be July 21st and 22nd, 2 half-day sessions, I believe of 4 hours each. Interested organizations can go to the Health ISAC website and register. Not necessarily everybody who registers will be accepted, depending on their status in the healthcare sector, but go to that. The registration now is live, and we will be collecting registrations over time, and at some point we'll decide whether we have that critical mass, and then we need to close registrations.
And in terms of the tabletop, I know you said you're going to, you know, come up with a scenario. Would it be like an industry sort of scenario, you know, a la Change Healthcare, where, you know, affected so many, or is it something that could happen at your organization and you'll have to deal with it?
It will be more the former. What kinds of, What we published last year, you may recall, is something called SMART, the Sector Mapping and Risk Toolkit, which is a way of visualizing national healthcare workflows and all of the critical functions and utilities and services that need to take place to complete those workflows so that the patient gets served, the doctor gets paid, and the health system continues to operate. So really we're going to be testing a lot of those externalities, those third parties, and we'll be testing internal capabilities. We're going to be testing what resources does the government have to assist us? How do we share information with them? So stay tuned. The scenario is not yet fully planned. We're still working on it and bringing in a lot of different stakeholders to sort of help refine and provide more nuance to the type of scenario that will be most cross-cutting and impactful.
Will the participants be participating with each other, like collaborating during this, or is it something happens and this is how we have to deal with it?
So every organization is going to be encouraged to go inward and bring the right people to the table. How they organize it as individual participants is up to them, but there will be, and again, I don't have all the details about how technically, operationally it's going to be carried out, but whatever our sharing platform is, will be the virtual platform on which participants will engage. Real time, facilitated with questions and answers, perhaps there will be breakout sessions. I don't know, we're still in the planning phase, so it's exciting.
So I know this is a first for the Health Sector Coordinating Council's cybersecurity working group. Is this a first for the industry in terms of the magnitude of what you're hoping to do?
This is a first in terms of making it national today, all healthcare stakeholders welcome. We have had, during our twice annual all hands meetings, we've had two tabletop exercises with similar scenario designs, but it would be just about a 3-hour session just within the confines of the all hands membership meeting and some virtual participants. This is going to be much broader in scope.
Well, good luck with this, Greg.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I've been speaking to Greg Garcia. I'm Marianne Kolbasuk-McGee of Information Security Media Group. Thanks for joining us.